jilting. Okay. Although I really think of jilting as being left at the altar.
The lurch. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Okay, and the girl or woman who stands up with the bride
is the maid of honor, the bridesmaid or something.
Around here, years ago, have you ever heard of any type of activity that went on after the wedding where a lot of people would follow the couple back to the house and have just a noisy celebration that might shoot off guns?
No, not here at all. Mm-hmm. And I've read about it, a chivalry, mm-hmm. or something, but I've never heard of anything like that around here.
Have you ever heard the word used?
No, I don't get it so hard.
Okay. Alright, say if there's a party going on next door and it gets out of hand, somebody might call the police and say the police come over and they don't just arrest one person, they arrest
the whole bunch.
Okay. Sure. And if there's a party going on somewhere, maybe they hired a band, you say they're having a what?
A real blowout.
Okay. You know, when they're out on the floor, the couples.
A dance.
Yeah. This expression, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3, school does what?
School is out.
Okay. And if it's during the summertime, when school isn't in session, toward the end of the summer, you might ask, well, when does school
start?
Okay. And if a boy leaves home, he's supposed to go to school, but he decides not to go.
He buys hooky.
Okay. And a person goes to school to get an
education.
And after high school, some people go to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
grammar school, elementary school, the first grade.
Sure. Okay. And in the schoolroom, each child sits at his own
desk.
Right. And if there are a lot of them, you say there's a room full of
desks.
All right, some buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library. Mm-hmm. And I can't stand libraries.
You ever just say library?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you mail a package at the
post office.
All right. And if you stayed overnight, you'd be at
a guest?
Well, I mean, you would go to the
motel.
Right. And if you wanted to see a play or a movie?
To the picture show to see a movie, to the theater.
Sure. And if you had to have an operation, you'd go in the
hospital.
And the woman who takes care of you there, she's the
nurse.
And if you had to catch a train, you'd go to the
depot.
Another
station.
You'd just say station.
I'd say the depot to catch a train.
Okay. Would you ever call it the rail?
The railroad station? Mm-hmm. Yes, I've said that.
Okay. In Kosciuszko, that area around the courthouse, what do you call that?
The square.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if there's a building sitting right here, there's another one right here, you'd say this one's right across from this one. What if it were sitting like so? What would you say?
That building is catacornered, mm-hmm. from that one? Mm-hmm.
Sure. Any other ways of saying that?
No. Oh.
So, well, I think we mentioned this.
Oh, that Helen told me that some people say, yeah. Kitty Conan.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Annie Godlin or Annie Goglin?
No.
Okay. What about a vehicle that runs on rails and has a wire overhead? That's
a streetcar.
Yeah. And if I'm riding on a bus, I might tell the driver, well, now the next corner is where I want
to get out.
And Kosciuszko, you have a courthouse here, so it's the what of Vitalik?
The county seat.
And the postmaster, you say he works for the federal
government.